Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5431. Baruch Hashem, the sixth day of the year, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it. The Rebbe is addressing this letter number 5431, the sixth day of the year, Tavshin Zayin, Brooklyn. Harav Achosid, Mayreinu Meir Sheyichya Gurkov. We had several letters before to him as well. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated on the birthday of the Rebbe Maharash, which was Beis Iyar, the second day of the year, with the titles for the Rebbe Maharash. During an auspicious time, I will mention Mrs. Dot, 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 may she live long life, on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And the Rebbe says, for sure, she's taking treatments from a professional, from a doctor, from a specialist. And the Rebbe said, you should find out, interest yourself, if they're using the new medicine and the treatment types that have been recently over here in America. Rebbe is writing to him to London. There is said the Rebbe is new kinds of treatment and new medicines lately, and they're successful. The doctors in the United States are successful with these new treatments. And the Rebbe says, for sure, they're known also to the doctors in your country, in England. So the Rebbe is basically saying, make sure, I don't know, sounds like it's one of those diseases that, you know, they have all these treatments. At that time, they were just learning radiation or chemo or whatever the new treatments that they were doing. It doesn't say here. But the Rebbe says it's also fitting that at this opportunity to check the tefillin of the husband and also the mezuzahs in their home. And that your wife, that his wife, the person, should separate for tzedakah before lighting the candles on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. So there. I mean, this was a person that didn't write to the Rebbe directly. He wrote to, he spoke to this Rabbi Meir Gurkov in London that his wife is very sick and the Rebbe is giving him advice to look into the medicine and to try to see if they're using the medicines of the United States. And the Rebbe is giving him advice to check the tefillin, the mezuzah, to give tzedakah. But the Rebbe says, well, you turn to me. So everything is by divine providence. And since the husband of that woman asked you to write to me, so the Rebbe says, I'm not a doctor, and neither was my father a doctor. He says, so certainly, what is the purpose that the person should add by turning to here in matters of Chabad Chassidus? So the point, the Rebbe says, turning to me is that he needs to increase in matters of Chabad Chassidus. If about all statutes of the Torah, all laws of the Torah, it says, the greatness of study is that it brings to action. How much more so as it relates to the teaching of Chassidus that emphasizes the necessity of the result, every matter that you learn in Chassidus. So therefore, what is the consequence? What is the lesson? What does this tell us? It's called, what is the Bechein? And therefore, in our case, that means that not only should he add in classes to learning Chassidus, but also adding, following in its directives and its customs. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you'll find the proper words how to explain all the above, and you'll be able to give good news in all the above. Now, here the guy is asking for a blessing. And the Rebbe is giving him right away his omission. Go ahead, tell him that he needs to learn Hasidus, and he needs to follow the directives of Chabad Hasidus. You know, the guy says, well, the guy is not, he's not Lubavitch, he's not a Chabad. And the Rebbe says, you'll find the proper words to explain all the above. The Rebbe blesses, give good news. And the Rebbe blesses for good news. The Rebbe takes every opportunity to increase Yiddishkeit and to get people involved in the teaching of Hasidus and the laws and the ways of Hasidus.